Yo, it's your boy Rob, and you're listening to Radio Dakota. Easy.
Right now, and there's like an audience of, well, I rocked up at the last end of the show, and she's playing the guitar and singing. There's like an audience of 80, so there is people watching, and she's
it's
still building her brand in that sense.
But you think, like, from a live performer, like, or AKA, you'll be able to, like,
here's the thing. That. Okay, cool. So AKA is an advantage, you know? He's got numbers. So AKA can be like, yo, holler at Coke, Sprite, or whatever. Mm. Get them to pay for him to perform a whole 1 hour gig that's intimate and personal in AKA's bedroom, you know? And he's going through his music, explaining, etc., which is effectively a live performance, and there'll be way more people watching. And
but I think I hear what you're saying, which is cool. But I'm like, abantu bakanjalo get like the energy from the crowd, so to speak, like people that I can see. Now I'm performing to a camera with probably like 3-4 people.
You know what? There's an opportunity here in terms of like, if you can find a way.
I don't think it will work.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying in terms of AKA. Now, shifting it on to the other artists, like, I think there's an opportunity that if you can find a way to engage people at home.
You know what I'm thinking, guys? This is all just people bored at home.
Yes, it is.
Have the internet.
But, yes, but there's an opportunity here.
Yeah, I see the opportunity, but if everybody's doing it, then the opportunity is only going to be reserved with people who only have the numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. But not everybody's doing it yet.
I mean, people are sending their music to the internet anyway. Like,
true.
I'm shooting a video, put it on the on YouTube or whatever channel, and people are viewing it. But now, the whole live stream situation, like, respectfully, I love AKA's performances, but I don't want to. Like,
you don't want to sit down at home and watch it.
I guess it's for the people in Vereniging who don't get to walk see AKA often. Dad, I get it from that point of view.
I mean, I would not even like respectfully, not even like a Jay-Z type of stage. Like, clearly, we couch.
What do you want to hear when you're home?
I'd rather hear like DJs, bro. Like people
who get DJs were playing. They had
That's what I'm saying. It would work on that side. That's what I'm saying. I would say
the DJs are the ones really benefiting.
Oh, pups, but I can't even tell which.
Because this is new to South Africans. Gosh, but like there's a lot of festivals.
We gotta stop using that excuse.
No. Let me finish.
Let's hear the point.
What I'm saying is, this is just new. This is just new to South Africa, so there's hype around it. But like, there's the iTunes Festival, which is done online. The iTunes Festival is they pick a city. Okay, you guys from the city, you're allowed. But the whole production is, hey, watch this concert with us online. Yeah, well, so it's just now we've gotten the data to be able to do this at a minimal scale. Yes, Prof, the brands will jump on after they see this and say, hey, koni malila. And then they make an exclusive concert for 100 people, and then the rest can watch on their phones. That's
as long as give and take. That's true. I agree with you. As long as it's not coming through as a replacement to the party scene.
At the moment, this is what it's going to have to be, though.
Right now, it has to.
Because, like, but here's the scary thing, right? The
club.
Yeah,
when AKA is performing per se, 60% it's the vibe.
Before no, this is true, but this is I totally agree with you. So here's the interesting thing. Now, let's imagine that this continues longer than. Let's imagine it continues for like the rest of the year. I think this will affect what charts and what doesn't, because a lot of the time you listen to some, you know, trap song or whatever, and you like you can imagine how it's gonna sound when it's in the club and you're with your homies and so on. And you imagining that makes you fall in love with the song instantly. Now, when that is taken away, the kind of music you start to enjoy changes as well. So depending on how long this lasts, it could actually effectively change.
I see it going on for quite some time.
Then it could change. It's like the whole entire music scene in terms
except
of what Africans
guys
consume.
Those house guys listen to house all the time.
Yeah, but how, you see, there's deep house. And then there's
but not on the internet.
Yeah. But Mamel,
yo, those guys listen to house. Oh, there's somebody over going to Gom.
Yeah, but on Gom is phone via USB. That's what I'm saying.
Aibo.
Gom is dance.
No, 100%. You can't deny the Gom piano stees. That's not even like the debate. Yeah, But I'm saying, Uzi, this performance situation will only work properly for
the DJs.
The DJs. The live, your PH, your Shimza, your Gabza, your whoever the other guys are. It will only work properly for them. Your Mitch, your Wobbly and whatnot. They put much effort. So your T-Bag, whatever it is. It will work out for them because I would love to hear he says, yeah, those people. I don't want to now view. Because half of the time, I'm not even watching the TV, dog.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So now you want to watch an AK performance but not watch it. No thanks. I'd rather just go on YouTube and pick out a performance from back then. Even then, young stress. I won't even finish it.
For me, I'm basing, like, I agree with you. DJs will benefit a lot. But as well, you speak to a certain subculture that you're part of.
Mm.
So for me, I'm more interested in actual live music and instruments. And I can imagine a lot more people actually benefiting from that as well within that realm. Shall we introduce the show?
All right. Okay.
Black House Talk.
Black House Talk.
Hello, how are you doing? Today we had one of my oldest friends. I grew up 2 houses down from this guy. Like, oldest guy I know. I love him. Hello, Shoes. This guy party. Hey, he used to party then, too much.
Back then, sing a tolling calls because I'm. Yeah, I don't know who found who, but like, you know, says in that one.
Doing an.
Actually, nothing. I'm like, been trying
just
to
a young intro, as I believe.
I'm work at these things, eh? Shoes, I'm just the link, bro. Like, I'm just the link. Like,
just the link.
I'm there. You know, I'm there. I'm the right person to call. If I pick up.
That's why we called you for this quarantine show.
Yeah, the quarantine edition, Black House Talk.
You know, you could call.
We've kept it nice. Under 100 people. We're waiting for Cyril to talk. You know. Yeah. Shoes, what's your take on this? On this tease? What's in a look, Shin?
Hey, Feds, it's quiet though. We're still partying, per se.
What?
Trying to keep with that. I don't
define
think
partying.
Yeah,
because like chilling, you know, man. I saw the cops are being very aggressive in terms of like literally with some box whipping people out of the tavern. Like,
hey, that's not from our side, man. That's just the internet stees. I don't know. I think people are aware of this, and as much as possible, but also they consider their daily lives and the things that they do more important than the situation. Not in a bad way though. Like, we are aware of it. I believe I hope I'm in the right space to speak for them and then say it is realistic, but at the same time, Smiley,
I gotta go to the bank
on a Sunday, mid pack or whatever the kid's situation is. You know what I mean? Like, I'll pull up, you know, but I'll be extra careful. I'll come through with gloves rather. You know what I mean? Like, that's like Valango one showcase more 10. So Mexican, we'll buy the alcohol and go chill out there.
Are you still not drinking?
I think it's in seal. Nah. Nah, me and the orchestra are good, man. See, right? Especially because this thing pulled through. I think Amadlos were like, hey.
We keep that immune system strong.
They're calling you to order.
Yeah, I think they knew about this thing way before, bro. They're like, yo, Shoes, be on the other side where you don't have to ukhale when upekele goes, yay. You know, these are the rules. But I'm like, I'm good already, so I'm gonna sharp.
What do you think the president's going to say?
Respectfully, I don't think he knows what happens next.
So he's like anxious in his bedroom right
now. Yeah, like, and that's what, like, the pressure that we give the presidents, it's crazy. Yeah, because
yeah, it is. It's one human being.
He's the first citizen. We have to give him the pressure.
No, 100%. But a president is made up of also the people around him. And I don't think the people around him, as far as my information goes, are in a position of making Ama decisions right now, which we're going to be like, wow.
That makes so much sense.
You know what I mean? Like, I think in one of the African countries, if I think it's Kenya or something, where they shut down.
I think it was
Kenya
Rwanda.
Shut down.
Was it Rwanda or Kenya? One or two.
I think you're talking about Rwanda. Rwanda
was like,
yo,
shut down. Everything. Sharp. Bye.
Shut it all down.
I don't need to explain much. That's the way it is.
Here's the thing with this thing. It's how the virus spreads. It's like exponential. It's not like the flu. We have about 5 out of 10 from 2 people.
Yeah.
Let the kula won't go in the taxi type of thing. Like,
yeah.
One cough, the next cough. It's serious. So it gets to a point where the hospitals, have to shut down the ICU, they ban money, and create new coronavirus beds. So the person with the cancer can't be healed or be attended to now. Airport. Ebambeleshande is because the hospital is
going to go extended.
So the problem is what it does when you don't shut down. And I see how it's so hard for South Africa at the same time to actually do so.
What do you think, though, besides like the common thing, it's our third world country. What's so specific about us that we're like, hey, shut down? Mm-mm. I mean, shut down is not something that I think people want to happen, but it's a necessary move.
Yeah.
So when do we need it? As it's like, as a shaps, man.
I just, that shut down, here's the thing. We're not in a luxury position where you have land. Do you have a title deed?
I can't really say. Do you have a house?
Oh, okay, cool. But do you have a house that belongs to you?
I don't.
My parents. Do you have a house? I don't have a house. For me, I'm imagining, and it's not like I'm starving or anything like that.
I feel
and
you.
Most of South Africa is not in the comfortable position that we're in.
True.
So actually having a shutdown where some people are living, like the money that comes in today is the money they're going to blow to survive the day.
Mm.
So it's like, if we're actually going to do a proper shutdown, we need to be able to sort out all of the shandies that the government is not even
aware
of.
So you're not against it, as long as my provisions are made.
Yes, but do we have capacity for that?
Nah, B.
We can borrow again.
There's people who've been like in a social shutdown like since way. They can't do anything. You know what I mean? Like they can't do, they have, so this thing coming through now, Ogbon is just like, oh, okay, I affect someone. That's why the stigma is like, it affects Abantu in privileged situations, because back then, and I say we in a sense, so would say, that's what we've been living under, you know what I mean? Like not having access to isn't available anyway. And the social distancing, whatnots, like there's a house, a one room situation, about 5-6 anyway. You know what I mean? And I don't have access to clean water. So you're gonna tell me, would say, hey, no, amanzi finengezeng amanzi nentsipho. No, sibala ngcolile.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this whole thing, we just need to attend it, but it's so unfortunate for the president. And I say it's unlucky for him that he's been placed in that position. It's not easy. Mm. But sibali, when I wake up, I want to be sure, would say, whoever's going to make the decision, would say, hey, I shut down it. Whereas, would say, namuya ngicabangela, ngoba, menga shut down it. Or me shut down, ngizwa kanjani ngiyothenga, you know what I mean? I stay by myself, literally. So it's like a case of, okay, sure, funeke ngiyothenga ukudla sibali. Shut down, ngihlale ngedwa ke shoots, ngiplomeke
ngendlela. Emirates just shut down now, so like, gang pilots, air hostesses, people that load the luggage.
You said gang pilots. I thought it was like a group or something. I was like, which
gang
group is that?
Pirates in an international network of pilots is out of a job.
I was like,
right,
there's a new group again? Shit.
It's hectic. Yeah, it's economically speaking,
it's
hectic.
We'll get by it, dog. Like, I'm taking a lot of positives around this. Like, there's a lot of positives, you know what I mean? Like, we're connecting, B.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like socially, yes, insisting that you're into, but like we're spending a lot of time on ourselves again, you know, and the people around us, close to us. You know what I mean? I think
the craziest thing is like this thing is happening to the world.
Yeah, the whole entire world all at the same time.
That's the craziest thing.
I heard
thing.
Idris say that I don't know if you guys watched the Oprah situation. This is affecting the human race.
Yeah. Like there's no,
and he repeated
no
it was like the human race.
Yeah.
And for me I was like, oh snap. Hey, you should not go on now. Damn.
Dog.
You know how it feels now.
It's not a poverty.
I get sanitized
disease.
When I walk in like you do. We good.
She was walked in here with the sanitizer. You know, he was the only one bringing the virus from outside of Glenwood.
Nah.
Because Glenwood is nice.
Nah. I think we just need to take care of ourselves, G. Like jokes aside, just take care of ourselves, and it would, you know.
I say Ben on his joking spree though.
Donovan, is a spanner le shandis. I see it working. Like if we smart dog, it's just snenkan. Like it's a relationship stees. Kononing also banenkani in either or. But if you put enough efforts, I think it's. I don't know. I'm just worried about the kids, G. But otherwise, but hey, that's a.
No, but that is the scary thing, where it's like the weaker immune systems are the ones affected. It's like tends to be the younger ones or the older ones. That's scary, bro. It's like, imagine having kids in the midst of all this, and it's like you're driving to, you drop them off at a crash, you're seeing all these other kids, you're like, yeah, Zin, I think I'm going to call my boss and just take a day off and rather take
my cousin's just like, I ain't taking my kids to school tomorrow. Yeah, that was last week. He's like, I ain't taking my kids to school
tomorrow. What do you say to a three-year-old? Please wash your hands before you go in the jungle gym. Wait. Please wash. Nah, dog, come on. Come on.
I think with that, that situation about washing hands every time or sanitizing, I think we just need to be more specific around it. The reason, about you did it to something, they'll know why they it's okay. Like if so, and go to a single, wash my hands every game, you know, like I was not a child. Well, she's like, what were you doing? Like, oh, when you went to that blue at
when
the
you
club,
to the bathroom, you didn't wash your hands out before you get out?
Yo, I went to the club, right? Sorry, you know, I went to the club. Past weekend, I don't know why. It's first time in a long while, you know. And then I just
so wait. This past weekend,
yeah, they want us
like in the midst of Corona,
bro. As I tell you, Angazi, why? As soon as I walked up the steps, I was like, ngigebla zishab. You know what I mean? Shit. Luckily, they've got like provision, like sanitized, whatnot. But at the same time, like going a clap beanie, like. You know, you try to squeeze. Just like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Oh shit! Don't touch. Somebody was like to me, "Shoes, Ukraine." So shama drugs. I'm like, in that but still, it's like, "Honko mutumbuga." Like, "Lokubuga." I'm like, "Dog, I just trying to look at them if you don't touch me or not." So ngiyahamba la, and I left. But at the same time, I was like, "Umile ngihlanya," and everyone don't realize what I afune ngabesila. And then a day later, the club well temporarily closes.
Yeah.
No, but like, shoot to me now, Nzenzo Bravehearts.
No, I think it's like everybody doesn't think it can happen to them.
Ah, they need to wake up, bro.
No, but that's all alive, bro. Like, how many people you know can touch and there?
Down yourself.
Yeah, it's think about it quickly. I'm like, call up for next thing.
Yeah.
Uzo shut down now, and guess what? Law also. Preparation to get access to benzin. Utenzenjan. What is shut down? If boss, I'm switching lane. You shut down. Shut down.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like at a call
and
center.
Am I still getting paid?
Like the people that you call, like call center. I'm talking about practical stuff. Got Woolworths. Like
when your cell phone's not working.
You know what I mean? Like Woolworths, dog. Like Woolies, and because like I shop there, about. So. I'm just
dropping to
you. Please. Like majority of the information, you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to stay away from the internet, just from like the general
anxiety.
Internet.
Google launch and it's still for me.
Okay, I'm aware of that. I don't even that come here. So now whatever. Yeah. So and
reach for nerve. So clients like a thing shows all the pull off. Do you know I have to help
in the journey?
The
I mean, like, you sound like I've got that pen to do my and Shalip. What do you know? Like, not really like a trace, but a
mundo, yeah, but just like,
and she was like, yo, she was, I don't correct where. Tell me more. So, I didn't have a man kind of formed, but I was big now. Then the stage has a backlash.
We're able to meet somebody.
I was really like, Ace, hey, I'm a my club if you choose. What is Ace? I'm like, please, you know, you and the cousin don't.
It's hard to tell.
And so, I can't have never.
Like, Amanda is amazing at. Getting people to come to invest one thing, which I want, which I care because it's much I hope. And it's so me, it's me being knowledge myself in shots like different stuff.
Also, it's is good on me,
yeah.
Talent broad around me, he's just the
what all for Joburg,
yeah. Bring you Fanny back or something. I don't know,
bring we'll Fanny back,
yeah. Shut up, Fanny. Fanny was,
I love her. He comes in and black, whatever. You the pubs and you're like,
hold. I was one is then doing the stream, my cousin of mine. He would form band line.
Didn't
we isn't you know something?
Yeah.
Like I do the
heck and make that's what when he's
company all is
which is not easy.
You know they don't make that much money, these guys.
Yes, that's why like Rihanna stopped
I mean,
making
that's where
music.
I say this. No, I'm just now
no,
I'm just
listening.
Like essay talking. Nah.
Yeah.
Like I'm around them. As much as possible, especially like local guys. I don't know all the
international acts.
Not international, just like
the bigger South Africa.
Oh, you're talking about Durban scene, basically, yeah.
Like Joburg, whatnot, your AKA, nothing personal. You know, I don't know them personally and whatnot, but I'm just talking about people that are relevant, that I do know personally. They don't make as much money as they should and as they put it out, as people think. And that's not a bad thing in terms of they faking it and so forth. I just don't think there's enough money to be made in that sense unless you go a different route, which is, you know, the corporate side. Nayonkind performing at 40 and Aza and all of that stuff is cool. It's pretty cool, but like, I don't know, man. You know, I'm good with catering, as I say. And then I could put, like, you know, I think you know, not bottle bar, like, you know, but I think I'm good, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm making more money than them, don't get me wrong. No, but I'm saying we could sit on the same table with me serving food at the same time, you know. Yeah. And yeah, but hey, that's just an opinion.
Thank you, catering.
Yeah, shout out to In-Out, man.
Yeah, but if you can find a way to make money from something that you love, like
100%.
You're blessed. Like if you're able to buy your house from what you love, support your kids and whatever else you want to put in yourself with.
100%.
But fuck them kids.
Do you guys buy their albums though? Like,
now we stream about
artists.
I stream on Tidal.
I'm just focusing just on
the last time.
Like, do we have enough Durban hip-hop DJs that are actually, like, not DJs, sorry, like artists?
But you know, the problem with Durban is that the DJs are just playing what's on TV or what's on radio.
Yeah.
See, I hear that a lot. I don't think I'm exposed to those people much. Maybe because I party specifically. Yeah. Like, I'll go out to specific places where I know for def, or I could name 3 DJs right now that actually play music, be like, ishu.
Yeah.
So you're asking if there's enough hip hop artists within Durban to maintain?
In comparison with the cash, like the money, the revenue, and align it with the artists that are here. Like, for example, if I say from your guys, okay, Durban rappers, how many? Give me 5 Durban rappers.
Yeah, I see, they would have to do this game.
Beast. Celestial, like
Wobbly, Celestial Mike,
Robin Third Floor.
Who?
Robin Third Floor.
Okay, 3.
Jablan Grindy, Breeze.
4.
Miss Andy. Breeze is
Durban based.
Yeah, Miss Andy.
Miss Andy.
Yeah.
Okay, from that 5, who's actually performing
live?
No, who's getting booked and performing?
Ilian.
I know Celeste just dropped like something or something.
Yeah, we know they dropped it. Wobbly.
Celeste and Wobbly.
I haven't listened to it.
Wobbly's a rapper.
I am, but I'm sure it's pretty cool.
You haven't listened. Do you buy this stuff?
No.
No, but he's trying to make a point. I want to hear it.
That's what I'm trying to say, Uguti. Yabo, we are not investing
in
that much.
Yeah.
In Durban music. Yeah. Not that there's not enough money, Spal.
Yeah.
I'm saying artists just got to find a way to then stop focus. Okay, drop music, promote it, let's make money. No, there's a lot of things that you could do. Go to corporate, like do ads, B.
Yeah.
Like do radio stuff, cool. But just for ask, like, humble booze, like, it's okay, guys. I want my music. Breeze was able to do that without even being top 10 or something like that as a rated MC. It's like, Breeze the dancer. Yeah, cool. But it's like, Ewan Wolf.
Yeah,
Ewan Wolf killed it through. Les wasn't. People, you won't put him in your top 5 best rappers in Durban.
Yeah.
But that's because you're specifically looking for a specific category. But as an artist, he smashes it because he's able to then branch out to say, I'm an artist, therefore I'm not limited. I think what I'm really trying to say is that they limit themselves so much and then they complain like, yikimalila. Okay, how's your brand looking like? Can I as a corporate go, yikse?
No, consider.
Asmasheni, Siela, so performer got MTN, they've got like this big thing. They launching a new car. Some so, you know, niggas rocked up there high. You know, drinks with a squad of 15 people. You know, I'm just saying, no, design your brand for the money to pull in. Imali tandi imali sbali. If you look like money, you know, I got a good feeling money gonna pull up.
And it can be shit and look like money as well, but in the proper context.
Yeah, yeah. You know. And but they do get, they get their. Can you live off just rap?
Not.
Don't say no, because our Nasty C has done that.
No, you can live off rap, but yeah. The thing is,
on how you structure yourself.
Yeah, like there's a lot more options available today than were available back then.
100%.
So it's like you can decide to have a goal, be like, okay, cool, I'm going to go contact every single SoundCloud artist who's in every single country, everywhere, etc. And I'm just going to build an internet artist, and that's going to be it. 100%. So people can get excited every time they see your name because you've been featured on over 100 songs from people in Belgium all the way to Iceland or whatever the hell it is, and so on. So you can, there's a lot more options. So that kind of rapper has then built himself as a internet artist. Or you can be like, 100%. I'm going to make rap songs and I'm just going to target stock library music. So then...
Shame,
yeah, it's like you literally, when people want to use it for TV shows or they're at a club, etc., and it's like it's cheaper to get this song, it feels closer to 50 cents, not quite 50, but can't afford 50, and so on. So, like, there's ways to play the game.
And what, why aren't, about the artists that you mentioned about five, okay, let put Beast aside, just those four, ne? My question is, why are they not doing their own shows? If they're not, I'm not aware.
I just think, like, a lot of artists aren't schooled in the business of
that's
of
where art. Now.
Because art is a business.
It's such a big market, that thing.
There's a whole department on art. That's how serious
that's in such most a countries. Big market to then say about how they're not educated in the business side.
Yeah.
They hardly know. They usually appoint Umganwaba to do it. He knows Jekyll.
Yeah.
Umgani Jowaz with Lalela. Let's drop the Shandy. Say, Pomovo 40. Konitsegeni, I almost said something which must be contradicting. Konitsegeni, say, Avoka. For example, I'm going to say, Avoka's going to party tonight. Vele's pete, abo young bottle, two bottles, he on a sambin to perform.
Yeah.
What are you. Not, what?
Like, and then when it starts drying up, pull I think up you need earlier, another hit.
Pull up the earlier. Okay, you're performing. Who's performing also? Oh, okay, reasonable artist. Okay, sure. Promoter, what's the steez? Okay, Xubanje, what time? Okay, sure. Guys, I'll tell him as vain if it's so shala. Check out my chitagip. Lazo performer. Now, let's hang around them. They're probably in studio somewhere. Let me call up somebody. Let me go hang out with these guys. Let me have conversations around it. You know what I mean? I see artists just promoting parties that they're performing like nobody's business. Like, nah, B, you're not getting paid for that.
Yeah.
You know, and you get paid half of what you're worth. I know it's a struggle. I don't know. I know people are not like, oh, let me do half. Because like, you know, let me do half. And nobody wants to earn half. But they are on they purposely putting themselves in positions where I, as a promoter, and platform or whatever they used to
exposure.
I pay by exposure. Not once me and the artist that I was managing got paid by exposure. Not once. And back then it was like, oh, we're not calling.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's like, oh, young namal, all right, cool then. Like, how, but Ninga Kalan performance, I was performing 6, I come on to 6. You know what I mean? Like, but also, Omshang, okay, you know, like, yeah, we'll do. We're like, ah, listen, listen, come here, let me talk. Lalela. See what I do. I do it. You know, you negotiate, and then you put yourself in a position to say, and then he goes, okay, sure, not a problem. I'll put you at 10 just before AK, right? Like, oh, yeah. That's the one.
Cool. Then
you know what I mean?
AK
is being paid X amounts, and you're getting paid this little, but it's still that. That's the exposure that I need. The rest is
to perform before AKA.
I'm get sharp. When I was offered 3 bottles, B, to perform, I was like, yo, sharp.
Like, stop.
Sharp. That's just sharp.
People have offered you 3 bottles. To back me, eh? So there's like, no, can you come perform? We have free alcohol.
And that bottles thing back then was a myth. Like, artists performed without getting alcohol at that time.
Yeah.
Like, so the fact that things look nigga 3 bottles for me, I'm saying that's about 4K, B. Like, no, you're not giving me 4K. You had giving
it's 4K
me
in
alcohol
the club, out on the streets. It's 300 rand.
No, so nigga, my tags out 4. No, bro, I want to perform. Then you won't. It's exposure, you know, like. Nah, gee, that's crazy. Boring, bro. I'd rather just like chill story. Out, you know, chill with the gents and, you know, blah, yeah. Then do that. But that's, once again, my opinion. Don't.
Yeah, you know. But I think getting to a place where you're able to fight for your value, it takes time, because it's not something that just happens overnight or you realize overnight. So it's like, in the beginning, every artist is like, as long as I can get some practice time on stage to start with.
100%.
Like, great, I'm great at making songs, but how good am I on stage? And you don't know until you get on stage. And after you've done it a few couple of times, where you're like, I'm actually rocking this ish. Like, I'm killing it. People are entertained. This is a job.
Imagine now you had to go to like the place like the warehouse, nah? And then all of these artists, you tell them, like how you guys did the Mic Connect thing.
Yeah.
That was such a dope ass idea. I was pissed off that I didn't think about that. That was such a great, great platform.
Shout out DJ Lab.
You know, and that's a, like, that's one of the smartest guys, you know. So that's what I mean. It would say it can happen. It's not like impossible, B. It can happen. It just needs for those artists to start making calls. Like, if they need like airtime and stuff or Wi-Fi, they could pull up in my crib. I could send them. Just call, phone now and find out.
Nah, but I think what it really needs is for people to want to build, as opposed to plug into something that already exists that you don't know who controls. I think one of the things that Durban entertainment industry lacks is that element of sihlangene sonke. I'm playing my role in the industry. Usman Ban is getting the new artists. Mean and Gaba Shooter, somebody else. It's just making sure there's a machine going that allows it to be sustainable. When you're throwing an event, make sure you have 3 or 4 of the bubbling under artists there for the main public to see. So if you're going to fetch mainstream artists only and then not have the skills exchange, just potential, because you could be creating a potential for artists to collaborate. Imagine,
yeah, but also it's cool in the sense of like you're given the opportunity to create brands here at home.
Yes,
so it's like exactly. Then you always have somebody who's cheaper when you can't have. It's terrible to say, but
no, it's true.
I applaud Junior Lavi finding.
I was about
it.
To say that when Junior you were Lavi. Done, I would say. Like, what we're speaking about, we're speaking as if, oh, people should start doing that. No, it's being done. There's somebody who Ulavi has been putting people on. Like, so much so that I don't know how to explain. He's been put, like, a lot of people. Even Lab did it. Lab had a whole show that brought new artists. On Thursday thing, I think it's
still
a fresh cut.
This day.
You know what I mean? He's still launching, giving DJs a platform. But Ulavi... Like, if you don't have yourself sorted out, sharp.
Like, don't give him a call.
Sorted out is not saying, bro, like, for now, we're now chains, profile. No, profile on Enz again. Profile is a page. Enz is a page. Yeah. Listen, here's people send links. I spoke to him like a while ago. I was like, Kolomutong send the links for me to download. So I must download this thing, Kabil or whatever. Like, and you want me to listen to your music? No, bro. There's so many things you can download for free. As it was when the bank send or whatever the case may be, you just press it. Ulale, I'm making things easier for you.
Yeah, make it accessible as possible.
But they don't. Kubengati, I must put you on. Like Lavi has been putting people on. Lavi put on a lot of artists and
you don't want to list names
and DJs that actually you could be like, oh snap, he had a say in this. Like he had a say in this, not single handedly, respectfully. But he had the platform. He did the F-ing parties.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? He started then doing his own stuff. And I was like, actually, I'm not just putting you guys on. I'm making money. That's why Lavi is who he is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, okay, no, with you, I can make money off. And you could also make money.
Yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship.
Imagine if Lavi was like, okay, let me put you guys on Masengekaya. We wouldn't even know about him because... You need to be in those situations. Like, listen, I really love doing this, but I can also make money through this.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the artist mentality should be at Tegui Nuguti. I really love rapping or doing or making music, and I can really make money. So let me find out how. We've got platforms. We've never closed our doors so specifically. We've just got... There was this one time when I think I... I don't know if it was social media, but I was like, yo, and I explained this type of story, and I was like, yo, hit me up. Here's my details. I got probably like 60 situations pulling up on like, yo, help me, yeah, put me on. I'm Chinese. I was like, no, bro, like, no, like, hi, how are you? Are you all good? How's life? You good? Like stop treating like, yeah. me as like, oh, the key. No, I'm saying I can try to help you with things. And I got sent things that were whack, but I was like,
This is the hot shit.
Maybe you've got something else, you know what I mean, to do. All I'm saying to you, I can try to help as much. As long as, Mina, it does not cost me any money.
Yeah.
Then we could. I don't have to make money from you.
But you shouldn't have to suffer for it.
But as long as it doesn't cost me a cent and I break even, then the shop is bad. Maybe you could give me a ticket to like, what, the Durban July or something, wherever people go now.
0 1.
You know, and the shop. And then, yeah, that's my opinion, P. Around it, but otherwise, it is what it is.
Word.
Getting my charger.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very weird. By the way, you guys got a dope SD. The last time I pulled up here, these things were in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Applaud you guys for that.
Yeah. Next time you'll come, it'll look even better.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah, no, that's good. Also, you've got, you know, proper. And also, just while we're there, if I've got space to speak about it, also, we need to start having music conferences, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Like, but it should be, okay, there are music conferences that exist, except they're so detached from actual artists.
Who does them? Yeah. It's the same Who's people that we complain about.
Does them? Bezo literally does them. So the KZN music, what's in Bezo?
Okay.
That's one of the, like,
but I think there should be conferences in a sense where the intention is to connect with artists, not because like a lot of the stuff is not.
Yeah, see, it's my website.
Yeah,
Nama workshop. Like, I haven't seen much Elokshin.
Yeah,
come on. There's some programs. Remember?
Nah. I've been to Tupi, which I'm not gonna mention. Those things were wasting my time. It was almost like they were here because they had to.
Yeah,
there was it was not informative. I was like,
the people that administer that stuff are not artists. They don't come from.
That's the thing. Like everybody's there for their paycheck.
Yeah, like, how do you sell me shoes if you don't wear shoes, chief?
Like, exactly. That's like one of the main reasons. Like, a lot of things don't work properly in our countries because umchi does this there because well, 5 year hammer and M17. But there's no like love for the artists. Okay, when. I'm gonna keep you going on this for a while. I'm gonna stay another 2 hours after work to help you with your application because I know you've got a hot song. Like even in our industry, the film industry, like
yeah, that's like the it's across there all industries.
Have never even been on set before. They don't know how a set works, so they can't understand
100%
what you're gonna be creating for them to give you money. So it's just like that frustration across the board. So when you don't have an ideas guy who's supposed to be creating ideas for artists in an ideas job, and Tolum Chito, who's just happy to be there, they allow me to take it home on the weekends. Those are the people that end up sitting in those positions, and they're not going to do any concert for.
That's because the artist is not applying for internship at some government gig.
Exactly.
That's where it ends up. Whoops, this is where I ended up in life. Okay.
That's why we don't respect our producers of music.
I think they've gotten their respect. Look at my Purisa.
Okay, maybe. Okay, maybe I'm talking in a hip hop sense.
You think?
Who produced? See, I'm like the way I'm so outdated. The Wobbly track.
No. Was it
the one I like that track.
The My Excuse.
Yeah. Who produced that?
It could be Wobbly. It could be T-Bag.
Wobbly's been producing though. I don't know.
No, I'm saying because like that's a cool track that was produced and you know Yabashap, I guess.
Yeah, but
so what? Basically, in that sense, you're like, there's an opportunity for the producer to build his brand.
We need to have everybody on the ship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't just have the artist
being the only one that's being pushed forward as a brand.
Yo, bro, I play soccer, né? So if Uzo Sbeka in stage, Nomchito Dlali Paola, first thought of mine is like, Engamhlula Lomchito.
Yeah,
like it's gonna bump my team right now. So bad, Like, it's healthy competition, yes. With artists, it's the same mindset. So it's okay, sure. But, like, I cannot compete. If I'm a rapper, umuntu beat maker, frengim sondeze. Like, I mean, that's how it was built back then. Like, I need to...
Well, that's how it still works, though. It was like...
Really?
I'm not sure how...
Like, with 30 people in a room, 29 are artists. And that one is a driver.
There's a producer artist there.
Yes.
I'm not sure how well it works in SA, but like internationally, there's been a lot more
100%.
Attention given to the actual producers. It's like even Drake is very, very out there with, yeah, me and 40.
Like 100%. Noah. See what it's, I mean? Yeah. See what so I mean? It's, like, it's more there. Like,
I think it's the type of people that are blowing up, though. It's like the type of people blowing up because the system allows for itself to be taken advantage of. In the sense that if you really put in hard work anywhere else but your music, you can make a living, you know?
Yeah.
Like, fuck the music. I'm just going to make this song, and then I'm going to market it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Then you can become successful. And a lot of people slip through the cracks. And we should blame ourselves for allowing it, you know, as the final consumers. We would say, we've allowed radio to do this to us to the point where we don't want to listen to radio anymore.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, man. Radio.
Because
yeah,
they bought the formula. We're going to say, hey, we're going to tell you, these are the hot songs that the labels have paid for, and we're going to play them.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hit whether you like it or not. And that's the power radio had. And they moved from playing good music.
Literally had.
That had.
Like,
yeah.
It's slowly dying. We're watching it happen.
It's dead. It's gone. They turned off FM radio in Norway, one of those Scandinavian countries. Mm. The internet's here, like that.
Like it's coming.
Like it's Spotify gives me better music than
it's
any.
It's also
Metro
because
FM
we're
would.
Going back to the start, and that's what's happening now with the Corona thing. I believe we're just going back to basics, and we should allow the music thing to also take charge. I'm not saying the artists that are relevant now shouldn't be relevant, like tudus to them, shab shab. But I mean, there's a lot of people which like. Actually, I remember with, okay, I don't want to name drop and seem as if, you know, I'm that guy.
Dude, just
but yeah, remember, we, you know how the story of, I'm probably going to get slack for this, but anyway, the story of Nasty having his first performance at thingy, Junior Lavi's thing.
Sure.
Even how that thing came about, bro.
Yeah.
I put myself on the line of Nasty's. You know what I mean? Because we were shooting whatnot. You were there. No, you weren't there. V was there, whatever it is. But it took so much effort, rightfully so, to get there. And when it happened, it was like, whew, yes, we got this. Like, yenze got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yenze got it. V, we shot. Yeah, we shot it.
Yeah.
Bro. And it was like, yes. Okay, sharp. And I think a couple of weeks later, sharp, booming. You could see the kid. Like, that's what I'm saying. Sorry to divert. I'm just thinking about something that you asked me earlier, Yabo.
This is a conversation,
like,
man.
Like, with Nasty, I respectfully can say there's nobody that really put him on because he was already on.
Yeah.
That one thing is right. A lot of people took one or two credits, like, oh, I know. Kanji, respectfully, though. But I'm like, nah. That was all him. The time that we knew about him, he was already nice.
Yeah.
So the small assistance that you could give, it puts you on more than it did him.
No, I hear you.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to...
There's a line, it says, like, I'm turning down 4 or 5 favors every day, but I already know B.
True.
That was before
and
he was
also,
famous.
I remember, I you know Slicker, ne?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When it was... He's still doing that thing. I don't know. I was on Twitter back then. When we sent him the juice bag, sent him the juice bag.
Sure.
He was like, I'll see it later. Because I was cool on the internet. Like, I could just, like, DM, somebody will respond. Although
thank
they won't
Mr.
do
M.
it.
Dots.
But I was very, I was able to get a response. You know, I'd be like, yo, what's good? And you ignore me, be like, yo, I say what's good. I'm like, yeah, ufunan. Like, I was cheeky. I was like, yeah, listen, I'm giving you
both
something. You know? Rightfully so. And meanwhile, not with my stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just wanted to share. Like, yo. So we sent Slicker this thing. I sent Slicker this thing. And it's like, yeah, okay, I'll see you later. I'm like, sure. Ha, next thing, a week, two later, it's dropping on Slicker Shandy's. There's been conversations now. him and Slick. I'm like, yes. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, shit.
This mother.
I'm like, yo, Slick, you should have gone like, back to me, dog, first, you know. But he had like this manager dude. Remember this manager dude?
The guy that tried to sue him for his own name.
I'm not saying anything. Wait, but remember the manager dude?
Somebody tried to sue him. He tried to sue for his like, name.
Like his boy, though. Like that was his boy. Like that was his boy. I forgot his name.
But sometimes money can screw up people.
Do you think it's money?
No, here's what I think money does. I think money.
I think jealousy has a lot to do with it.
But here's, I think money. Agreed. If you really want to know who somebody is, like give them a fuckload of money.
AB,
like that will expose people to you.
I never give shoes money. That's what I've been with money.
Asking God every time. Just give me 2M and I'll show my true colors.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like somebody will get what 2 million, and then they'll get.
No. I'll change 100%. I know you fellas. Like I'm gone. B. I'm gone. I'm nice gone. So yeah. So that happened. So my point is with that. Just mentioning that I just remembered now. I was just saying, Guti, if you make the efforts and you're pure, and you are able, it sounds like a you know one of those stories. No, if you're pure, you can do that. No, really. If you're good, you're good, bro.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the first thing that you had asked me about me taking credit. I've never really taken credit unless we're in a small crowd of people and like people would know it's hey, shoes, hey, see, I'm like, okay, sure, sharp.
Stop.
You into like, we are your plus ones. Meanwhile, I got the entrance situation. I'll give you the tickets.
All the stuff.
Oh, we inside the club? Okay, you get my card. You buy because we got people here. Let me see. They put you on. I'm good. I can talk my way in there. You need to be seen as the money guy. But here's my card, B. Like, siash. Let's, because for me, it's like, it's not trying to make you in your own person, but it's saying, like,
you're playing the game.
We can all get it.
Yeah.
Like, if they say there's only 2 people to get in, it's going to get us both 4. We just need to talk to them properly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. So that's my take on like, the put
on. You're always working with humans, that's the thing. It's like, I remember.
Which I don't like in general. Humans, but that's another story.
Yeah, but I'm saying all these, like you rock up to a gig, like I used to shoot for VNT, where you get to a gig, somebody
VNT is V Entertainment.
So every once in a while, you'll get somewhere, and your name is not on the accreditation list, and like you get so used to, like you sit there, you speak with the people there. They call you Banban and so on, etc. And like, no, dude, I'm from Marera. And eventually, you get good at telling them, "Guti, like, I'm supposed to be here. Just let me in. Something went wrong with the system.
But how
and
do
we
you
don't have the time.
What do you? How do you feel you that at that moment, B? Like, how do you feel? So you work for this company. They probably hosting this whole situation, but they'd be like, "Yeah, accreditation." You're like, "Nah. Well, I probably left it some. Someone's gonna come with it, but I'm good." And they're like, "Hey, umteta uvum."
That's when you tell them to get the manager, dude. Like,
how do you feel? That's the especially you got like a honey next to you, and you're like, baby, tell them.
But here's it's work. It's not.
I'm just saying in a sense, kanjalo. You know what I mean? Because that's the thing about being cool.
Because like you're talking about the power that you get from.
No, dog. You worked for VN, yeah. Let's say you guys are doing.
It's not that amazing, guys. Okay, it was good. It was good. Shout out 100%.
Okay,
you put
let's
me
say,
on.
Let's say you work for that company, whatnot, Sabo. Nishai event is banned. Your accreditations are probably inside of Lucilo. It's a big ass event. See on. You there with like your mates or whatever it is, your female friend, whatever the case may be. At the door, you're probably good to be like, yeah, sure, mean. You know, all things are my I know, yes, for Koma Tech, but it's a gaming apart thing with Tata Manj. And the nigga's like, nah, we're not allowed. Umteta uvum. And you're right there. That's happened to me a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's always been like, yo.
Like, are we doing snap. This?
Let me call. Utsu yam funelo munt elapo fesu ya dhalu ya tiche uwa. Boom, boom, boom. And we are born at a pan up like from afar, you're like, ee wablu, ee azishala. And probably a honey could be like,
be
wobbly. Pop is right, eh? Like, I used to go around with Wobbly and teabag a lot, like, I got so good at, like, just saying, Guti, no, I'm supposed to be in there. And like, it's, you can't just wild out. You gotta wild out a certain way. I kind of buy this guy's story.
That's what I was saying. With you can't like go full on wilding. Yeah, but and okay, you can't go like full on wilding. Yeah, but.
Oh, it's coming off the actual table.
Man, it's a bit tight, Jala. I mentioned.
You mentioned too many names.
I mentioned June I Love You once or twice. My mic fell off.
Oh, this man's making a beat.
Oh, yeah, that's my beat. I'm trying to come back to the rap game.
You're gonna rap again?
Me and Jeez used to be in a group called Lyrical. Let's do a track together.
I'm like, basically, let's do a track together.
I don't know what's going on here.
Let me help you out.
I hope it's all low budget. But it's okay though. Shout out to Kakasi one time.
I must say, we'll bleep that out.
Thanks, Machi. Thanks.
Shoes is gonna have to make me edit this podcast. I just edited.
All right, cool. Where are my headphones at?
Yeah. So, that was my opinion once again. What you guys would like to know? Like, hit me. I've got so much information.
So you're coming back to the rap game?
No, never. I was not even there really. I was on that one track.
Oh, are you coming into the rap game?
Oh yeah, come, baby. You're on that.
No,
one.
See the story. Yo, I got a story for days. So this one time, I was managing this artist, Breeze. And then in the studio, Breeze was doing his mixtape. So at a studio, if nigga saw perform, so Ayo Ricotta Con, it was like Epsugo also, and there was like a lot of artists at the studio. Yabo. So me rolling with Breeze got the car, so it picks me up, whatnot, see us to the studio, yeah, bro? And then, since I figure studio, how? Kona band, and Breeze must wait. And I think it was T-Bag sessions also, you know what I mean? And then he was like, I remember Flo was there. It was like a lot of people.
Claro was there.
It was like a lot of people, you know? Like a lot of Durban, like nice artists, you know what I mean? Breeze pulls up. And it's like, okay, it's so leaned. And then we start talking. I know half of them, like majority of them, we speak. And then it's like, hey, Langeria. Well, I'm like, oh, okay, I can get the grub. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've got my 9 to 5. Like, I'm teabagging my shit.
Tell the people where you're 9 to 5-ing at the time.
You know, I was doing corporates. So I go, I get the food. Like Nando's, I remember, B. And I'm like, yo, listen. Oh, so a room full of rappers.
Yeah.
Let's be on a track. And T-Bag being T-Bag was like, yeah, I've got to beat my track. I'm like, okay, sure. T-Bag pulls up the thing. It's okay, guys. You got 5 minutes to write. Like, I think it was like 8 bars or something like that. 16 bars. It was like 8. Everybody got 5 minutes. You write, you record.
So everybody had to kick like 8 bars. So like, I'm like,
yo, homies. And everybody, like, he's addressing obviously the rappers now. I'm chilling there, I think with Clara or something. And we're chilling, we're like, how? I'm like, yo, I could spit too, you know? So he was like, okay, yeah, sure. Guys, okay. It's in 5 minutes. We're right, boy. We all there. Now Breeze is like, oh, manage. Zishap. I'm like, hey, it's my chance. All right. I'm like, I go outside. So everybody, I can feel people looking at me like,
like, I wonder what he's cooking up.
So I don't know who's right, but it was like 6 people on that track. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Twitter was booming at that time, like with those, like you didn't have to be like the dopest, like the most famous person to like get followed on Twitter. So I had quite a few, you know, at that particular time. More than CeeLo, surely. And like,
wow, I still don't have a
So title. We start rapping and I'm like, yo, I'm definitely coming on. And I come on, B, and I, you know.
You do your thing.
Do my thing. I rap, had one or two jokes, you know, I'm on the rap stand is, boom. Happens, T-Bek gets everything. He's like, I, gents, that's Kubek. People leave, Breeze records his stuff, Kubek, and we go on. After a while, T-Bek tells me that he's dropping this track. I'm like, okay. And I think he dropped it. And I hear my, the first time I heard it was through like the links or whatever the case. But I'm like, you.
Who me? Oh, he made this like track. Houdini.
Yeah. And I call myself Houdini that time. So on Twitter, and then he tags. I was like, on Twitter, you drop a track and then you tag people, whatnot.
Yeah.
So I'm getting this feed, like this responses. I'm like, hey, yo, Mr. Houdini. I'm like, okay, all right, cool. I could do this thing. I did it. The track trended also.
Yeah.
So it trended and people were quoting my lines because it was quotable lines, you know.
Dublin Twitter was still 1,000 strong then.
Yeah, I was taught. Like, and then I became like proper. I was like, oh, hey, shoes good. I'm like,
from
guys.
One verse.
But I didn't explain the struggle. No, I didn't just want to sit there. I was just doing it for fun. And I remember there was an artist. Who's this guy? Oh, yeah, he sings now. You know, he just, yeah, that guy.
What's that indeed?
That guy. So anyway, no, I didn't say nobody's name. He sings now. And then was like, sent me like a DM on some, yo. On a DM on some, yo, I've got this track that I'm doing. Are you able to like come through with 16s? I'm like,
what have I done?
Like, I know he means 16 bars, but like it might be something else because I'm not a rapper. Yeah, bro. So I had to be like, yeah, come through the studio. Yeah, come through the studio. Don't worry. I never did it. For me, it was like, I was playing, dog. It worked. So I then said, yo, T-Bag, I've retired. Like, Nishap. Like, no more.
Even retired from it, writing that one verse.
I was like, guys, no, nobody, you know, the feature.
How good was this verse?
I'm good. Yo, I can't remember the track, man. The
is it not it's styling on me? Are you mad? Because it's
no.
Which one is it?
I don't know, but
T-Bag. It's What's Up. I'm downloading
yeah,
the wrong
song. Yeah, we'll probably call T-Bag, and you play that thing. It was so funny. And, like, rappers pulled up with their steez, B. But I know I bodied a few. I was like, Nishap. But it's like joking stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, like it's fun.
So the rap question, would say, I know I'm good, I retired. I actually tried to rap again. I was like, nah, Sharp, you much. I think it was Jobic, was like when Breeze did that Rap Your City with Sypho and
yo, because we had a Sypho, guys.
Envy. Envy yeah. From Squatter?
Well, not Envy. No, Envy's not from Squatter.
The guy's a rapper. The guy that raps fast in that. Uzuzumo.
Infinite.
Oh, you're talking about. Yeah, it's Envy.
Just rapping. That guy.
Yeah, Envy is the guy from PTA. He's actually a very good punchline.
Yeah, that guy from Squatter. Sorry, I keep on saying that guy. I'm bad with names. So, that rapper and Sypho and a couple of guys from Joburg also did that remix, and I was like, yo, I could be on. Breeze was like, whew. I was like, yo, but I paid for half of this shit anyway. Come on, put me on. And I rapped, and then I think Tulo or somebody, one of those guys that we met in Joe that used to manage,
yeah
was also there. So
you met Tulo?
Yeah, I know Tulo.
Yeah, so they put the thing together, it was sharp, and then the track was ready. I heard the track, couldn't find my verse. I was like, no, I ain't get sharp. I retired.
You were sabotaged.
And then they sent me my verse. I was like, ooh, don't put this shit on. Get right. I'm not
what you weren't happy with it.
I was just like playing, you know. I've paid for the studio time, so I might as well
have some fun with it, at least.
Yeah, somebody had to like be that guy who's going to take the L. Yeah, that's how my rap career ended. I ended on a high, though. I was MC Hammer on this
track
in terms of one track, and it blew, man. Do you guys know how Wobbly started DJing?
I do not.
Do you know how Wobbly started DJing, Sila?
No.
Do you know how Dynasty started doing his thing? You know Dynasty was a DJ?
I remember Dynasty being a DJ. He was a dope DJ too.
Yeah.
Dynasty was a dope DJ.
I remember this one good Sunday. It was at King's Park where he played SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, it sounds weird when I say it, but it was one of the dopest Dynasty sets
that you've ever, yeah.
And he mixed it. Everybody, when Dynasty played, I think Dynasty is still like one of the few people that play like original. Like he probably thinks about his set like 5 minutes before he plays. So it's new.
Oh, so it's everything is raw.
Yeah, like Wobbly most of the time does.
Dynasty played a Drake set once at Sasso's house. Yo.
Not too long ago, no? It was a while ago now,
but I mean, like, when he was still DJing the first time around.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like, in his DJ career. So he was pretty dope. He was cool. And then, obviously, he went through to, the Wobbly thing, man.
You digress.
Tell me if I'm going off track. Let's see, all these things are coming up, and I've put them in such, like a secret box. Yeah,
the compartment.
Never saying this thing
again.
Like,
oh, there's this shit here.
Never saying this thing again.
Yeah, he played at my house, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to host, me and Dynasty used to come through with Miller. I think he was like hitting somebody from like, or very, very close with somebody.
I remember
from
that Miller.
Miller
boss stayed at your house for a while.
At Wobbly's house.
Oh, yeah, it was Wobbly's house.
And then Wobbly was like, Wobbly played a 16 hour set.
Yeah.
At my party.
Yeah. 16 hours long.
16 hour set.
Well played.
In my house.
I respect you, Wobbly.
In Dynasty, I think we got like 3K.
16 hours young.
Hey, bro, guys. All 16 hours. Wobbly's set had begun already. Waiting for people to come. Wobbly's still playing. So, Lento Yogurt's people are playing for like 5 hours. Girls go up in a back then. This was like probably 10 years.
No, but this
ago.
Is like Ushimza. Okay, right now he's got other artists that happened, but well, that he puts on. But
he did that with PH, eh?
On the 25th. Nah. Every single year in Tembisa, the stadium.
The one man show.
Yeah.
I heard
it's,
that thing.
It's no longer
crazy.
The one man show now because I'm never going. I'm sorry.
You're still calling it the one man show?
But 25th is a family day. And it's like now to go and terrorize my mom with the idea that I'm going to party in Tembisa. On Christmas, bro, it's
people,
not gonna work.
People pull up for that.
Yeah, dude, it's massive.
Yeah, I heard that's crazy. I heard about it.
My cousin.
But Wobbly though, Wobbly did that 69 set. Mark me on that one. And he was like, but I think he wanted to DJ before that at my house. He was like, I wanna DJ, but I don't have the stuff. We're like, hey, so pint us bad.
Yeah.
And he did it, and from then it was cool. But he always loved the music. Our shirt is Jabba on. Is that the thing?
This is a nice verse.
That was the hottest verse there.
A person in the career.
And I mentioned every single person. And I played with their words. I played with the words like, and I don't know who Shishi was. Who was Shishi?
Shishi LaBelle.
Is somebody that we know?
Yeah. You know
Shishi.
You used to manage Shishi.
Eh?
You used to manage Shishi.
I was only for that short period, bro. Through your homie.
I'm gonna take back.
Yeah. She. Shout out to Shishi. That was actually, you should send me the track, man.
I just downloaded it.
Posted on Spotify.
I'll post it on Spotify.
Do well based on the people that are there. That are now like doing like music properly.
Yeah,
I think Flo also. Have you listened to Flo?
No, I haven't. I'll be lying. The only Flo I know is a poet.
Have you listened to Flo?
He had a long ass verse on there. T-Bag cut his verse.
Mm.
Like there's a verse where you always have.
Because Flo, guys, Flo. Oh my god! Like the name itself.
Yeah.
Oh Flo, I don't know why he just stopped. I saw him like a couple of years ago and I asked him and he gave me obviously like a general answer, but like, cause there was no money back then. It was just like,
yeah, there was no money. Everybody did it for
and I think it got to the point where it's like, you need to decide when's that. When you're like, your mom say, hey, what you doing? Like, yeah, hey, mom, I'm cool in the streets. Like, yeah, but what you doing?
It's like the older you get, it's like the more
absolutely
music starts becoming a side gig. Yeah,
and I hate Durban for that. They didn't give flow.
Like, but Shoes is gonna change it.
But it's not just Durban, bro. They don't like just because most of the success is based in Joburg doesn't mean it's any easier in Joburg.
I always tell people that.
But I hate
that.
Durban for that. They look at Abdus, bro. The probably one of the best rappers that we've had, like lyricist.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But you know, Durban.
But then that's a South Africa. If like in terms of South Africa doesn't support lyricists, bro. Like Nasty is an anomaly.
He was a storyteller, Abdus. Abdus sold a mixtape, sold out his mixtape from like a boot or something like that. Like,
oh, this is like Hymnatic Times as well.
Yeah. Abdus was the hot. You could not. I used to travel.
You know what the problem is? The internet rocked up too late for these people.
Absolutely. I heard Abdus on like, not a Gom thing. What's the other thing? The hip hop version? No, the hip hop version. Like the skr-skr side of it.
What is it? Trap?
The trap.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I don't know how you're supposed to move from Gom to trap, bro.
Because it was like a different. It's the same genre, but different.
Yeah, it's this different expression.
I heard him on that track, and that's when I was like, ah, snap. They got him too.
Yeah, bro. Relevance is a thing.
Yeah, but that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
I have this thing where if you have a sound that's weird enough to build a niche market, stick with it.
Yeah, but tell people.
No, but for real though.
No, I'm just thought about niche fam. Sorry. Yeah.
No. R.I.P. and CZ. Anyway.
Hey, man.
That is Black House Talk. We've gone way over time. Shoes, you talk too much. Do you wanna plug anything yourself? Social media?
No, I'm cool. I'm cool. Like whoever got me, like whoever wants me, like
know what they'll find you.
I'm good now, B. I'm chilling. I'm alright. The convo is pulling up soon. More details on that. That's
the convo's been pulling up.
It will pull up. I know you keep on
what's
pushing me.
It's a podcast by this man.
Oh, you're starting a podcast?
Yeah.
Well, I just feel like this is a reluctant yeah.
No, it's a yes. How he says it keeps on coming through, it's majority his faults of it not being...
Yeah, majority? Well, okay. But not all of it.
What do you mean majority? But not, yeah, okay.
Why does it feel like you don't want to take responsibility?
Exactly.
True, because I'm an OG. Oh, geez, never do that. Yeah, but yeah, so the convo's going to pull up soon, pretty soon. We've talked to a couple of people already, relevant people. People are dropping. Beast is dropping. Cut is dropping. I don't know who else is dropping. Dream Team is dropping, they track. I don't know if they're going to do a mixtape or something, but they should. We miss the music. Pillar Man Beats also is. I'm waiting for his beats, his semi beats. I could just rap, do a 16, leave it like that. Trend. I'm joking. So he's doing a few things. He's also going to be involved in the podcast. T-Bag just dropped his steez now.
Yeah, T-Bag.
With the weird ass name again. Always, all the time.
Mixed Potions.
Mixed Potions.
And what time creative. Was? What? So did what?
Chase
the creative dude around. Social media, if you want to find me, you'll find me.
Shut up. And you can still catch Prof's The Healing on all digital platforms.
Yeah.
How's the album doing, Prof, in the streets?
The EP. I've gotten some very good feedback. The people who responded to me actually connected with it hard.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty cool.
Check out the music video for Guitars
your
and Pucks.
Music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, yeah, you should. Yeah.
No. I'll send you a link.
Are they playing on radio?
No.
Do you want to?
He doesn't make radio music.
It's not radio friendly at all.
Is it?
The third EP. Tomorrow. The third or fourth EP is actually going to be more radio friendly.
Okay, give me so. That. We'll get you an interview.
Wow. No. Cool. Awesome.
No, I'm not lying.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Been together for almost 2 hours.
I don't know if
he's
going to get on top 10. That's all.
Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.